Let's take a moment now for some of the other stories we have our eyes on today. There have been signs that Hillary Clinton is trying to distance herself from President Obama's foreign policy. In a recent interview in The Atlantic, she said of his cautious approach to global crises, "Great nations need organizing principles. Don't do stupid stuff," an Obama pledge, is not an organizing principle. But the former Secretary of State and the president will cross paths tomorrow, attending a party on Martha's Vineyard, where the first family continues their summer vacation. Look for body language reports. Meanwhile, in Florida, a massive algae bloom, a so-called red tide, is nearing the Gulf Coast of Florida. Researchers say it's killing thousands of fish and other sea animals. Algae are an important part of life in the ocean. The blood-red blooms have been showing up in the water around Florida for centuries. But this one is the largest the state has seen in nearly 10 years, 80 miles long, 50 miles wide. Alina Corcoran, a researcher with Florida's Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, says the blooms in the Gulf are caused by an organism called Karenia brevis.
And it produces a suite of rather potent neurotoxins, and these toxins can kill fish and other marine animals. And the toxins also affect humans, so the toxins can be kicked up in sea spray or aerosolized, and that can result in respiratory irritation for us.
Well, Corcoran also says the algae bloom isn't just at the surface. It goes all the way to the bottom of the seafloor. Researchers are sending underwater robots deep into the red tide to collect more data. Blooms have affected different parts of the coast at different times. They usually form far offshore. But once they drift closer to land, the organisms can feed off fertilizer and other forms of human runoff that make the bloom even bigger. State wildlife officials say the Florida red tide is moving parallel to the shore about 20 miles northwest of Tampa Bay, but winds and currents are likely to bring it to land. Eventually, it might be everybody out of the water.